I wonder who in particular he was silencing. His face shows an emotion of distress. Maybe he was speaking to those who did not choose a side in the French Revolution, for them to stay quiet, as the title, Le Discret, really means the silence. When the revolution began in 1789, Joseph de Creux was the court painter to the King and Queen of France. As you could imagine, de Creux was fearful of losing his life at this time of war and fled to London. There, his painting, modeled after the contemporary theories of physiognomy, were not as appreciated. So de Creux bravely traveled back to France to paint facial features in the heat of the revolution once more. As you stare into the eyes of the piece, it may bring a smile to your face, as it seems strange that a 1700s painter would create something so closely resembling the classic teenage pose of today. Or a frown could arise. If you're in the intellectual aspect of the arts, you may think of the death and destruction of the great French Revolution. His green coat raises some eyebrows. As being the court painter to the king and queen, he should not have any problem financially. Yet he was wearing a very stressed green coat. His hair is grayed, as he was around the age of 60 at the time. Maybe his hair color was from the stress of being under the control of the rulers of the land. Some say the longer you stare into his eyes, the more silent you become. This has been Davis Reed with another Bulldog Podcast.